Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about having Keith White on the show. Keith is a new friend, but someone we've known about for a long time. He is the author of more than one book, including his bestseller, Good Is Not Enough. He's the author of the new book, which he co-authored with Renee Bellamy Booth, Corner Office Rules, The 10 Realities of Executive Life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Keith is former president of Acme Markets, which is a 113-store, $2 billion organization. So he knows how to run an operation, be an executive, and take all the shots. And he's our new friend, Keith Weitsch. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thanks. Congratulations on yours as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Keith. Okay, so one of the things that I've been trying to my best to do over the last 2 years, really, I've been focusing heavily, Keith, is helping small business owners to understand that in addition to managing their business day to day, they have to drop into the role rise to the role at least periodically of CEO. That somebody has to do the job of CEO in their company, even if in a small business it doesn't take all of your time. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. At some point, you know, if you're a small business owner, you've got to take the reins and run the business as if it were a Fortune 100 company and make decisions. You have to do all those things that really move the business forward. And I know it's hard to do because you want to get tied up in the day-to-day, but you have to step back and really be a leader.
Well, you have to know, to me, that the CEO is a visionary, isn't he or she? The CEO is a visionary. The CEO is, instead of saying, this is what we're going to do today, the CEO has to be able to say, this is what we're going to look like in 5 years. What do you think?
Absolutely. They have to be someone who can look down the road, see what's happening in the industry, see what's happening with competitors. A great example is years ago, there were tons of video stores around, and a lot of people didn't see the handwriting on the wall on that.
That's right. Yeah. And now, how many are there?
Oh, gosh. None? Including Blockbuster?
Exactly. Exactly. So you got to be able to see that. And if you're stuck with your head inside your four walls, you're not going to see that, are you?
No, not at all. And that's where the small business leader needs to step back every now and then and just take some time to plan, to think out, to look to see what's really going on around them.
Well, and I like your first rule. This is associated with your first rule, your first reality, which is what made you successful then won't now. And I think we could say what makes you successful now won't then, won't in the future. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things I'm real big on, Jim, is being a continuous learner. I say you have to stay current to remain relevant.
Right.
And again, too often we get to a place where we're comfortable with our skills, we're comfortable with the amount of customers or the amount of business we have, and we don't realize that, you know, what made you successful then won't now. And back in the 70s, I worked for Sears. They were the number one retailer at the time. Well, not today.
That's right. I worked for Sears in the 70s too, in the 60s and the 70s. So I know what you're exactly right. You know, one of my friends says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
You one of the two, and I don't want to be ripe and rotten.
That's exactly right. So how do we do that? How do we get our head into that? And how do we get our perspective into the attitude that okay, whatever we have right now is nice and we should enjoy it. Maybe we should, you know, don't fail to celebrate the fact that you've got some accomplishments now. But you can't look at that and say, okay, this will take me to the finish line 5 years from now. How do we get to that point?
I think you need to sit back and look at three or four things. The first thing is, okay, what are the competitors doing around me? That's the first thing. The second thing, what are the customers asking for that maybe I'm not giving them?
Expectations, customer expectations. See, I think not to parse you too much there, Keith, but I think we should reverse those today. I think we should ask what are customers' expectations first and then worry about the competitors. What do you think?
You know, I think you're right. You know, one of the things I did when I got into the grocery business is I had an interview with several of my customers who liked shopping at my stores, and I went to several customers who didn't like shopping
right.
to say, what do I need to do differently? And I learned more from those two exchanges than talking to any of my thousands of employees.
Absolutely right. And customers, to me, Keith, the key to success, in my opinion, in the age of the customer, is just asking your customers what they want. I think that's the key. Quick break. The Corner Office Rules is the new book by Keith Weitz and Renee Bellamy Booth, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.